This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Stage. All the world to me's a stage. We are merely players.
Why are you singing it like that?
Because I didn't quite have it when I first started.
We'll do it right.
No, I don't know. There's other music going on. Just,
come
on.
You're going to quote Rush and you're going to do that? God,
sorry.
Ethel Merman version of Rush?
All the world to me is a stage.
Nobody wants that.
Stage is this hour's code word. S-T-A-G-E. Stage. Text STAGE to 72881. By the end of the hour, you'll have a chance at $1,000, just like Leon did yesterday. Leon won $1,000. Why should it be
Leon.
You? If Leon can do it. That number again, 72881. The word is stage. You have until the end of the hour. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Stage is the word. Every time I think of Rush now, I think of Ready Player One. Oh my God, I can't remember that.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yes.
So I have a friend. Actually, he came in here one time. He does movie reviews for his own little Facebook page.
Was it the big guy?
Yeah. Okay. My friend Jason works with Specialized.
Okay.
And he does those movie reviews. So he had texted me and said, hey, I would really love to. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll probably just bring you as my plus one. And so I mentioned to the missus last night, Ready Player One is, we're going to have the premiere. And she goes, I would really like to.
Did she read it too?
She did.
Oh, man.
And she's like,
I know, I'm getting
I would
hit
come
up left
all the
right.
way to the city to watch that if you can get me in. I'm like, well, can I get you in? Yes.
We hope.
How do I dump Jason? That's the
no,
question.
No, you can have more than one. Yuzi told me that because I gave her a couple names. Yeah.
Yay!
Lot of people hitting me up, so
okay.
you're all set.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want me to say that you only have one plus
no,
one.
No, I wanted to bring Jason, and I didn't think for 1 second that the missus would say, I will drive into the city for that. But she said, I'm driving into the city for that.
Yeah.
So you guys will get to see the bump.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I know. I can't wait.
It's already showing. It's so weird.
Oh, listen, the picture you posted from last month on the beach, she was already showing.
It's so funny. She was so mad about that. Well, not furious, but she was all, look at my bikinis cutting into my fat.
Oh,
the
my
side.
God. She looks amazing.
Like, you're pregnant.
She looks amazing
what
in that
What are
picture.
You talking about? I would never.
Oh, my God. She looks amazing
that
in
picture.
That picture. Is she still running, or what does she do when she's
still
pregnant?
Running? Yeah. Not as much and not as far but and not as fast, but I want to say last Sunday she did 5 miles.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
God, I just keel over and die.
I know.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Good news. We've got the movie premiere for Ready Player One.
We do, and I believe next week we're going to start giving away tickets for that. It's a middle-of-the-day thing, a private screening that we're getting because we've just been blathering about this movie forever. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. And, you know, listen, it's a quick read, and it's so good. Read the book first. It's just great. As great as I think Spielberg could possibly make this movie.
You want to read the
book
first.
You want to read the book. The book
you don't
is there's so
have
much in it.
Those images locked on to the book when you read it.
Right.
You want to have your own image. Well, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want, but read the book. Please read the book.
I can easily say that I have a favorite band, even though they stopped making music a long time ago, and then they don't say.
Oh, well. Who is it? Led Zeppelin?
That's the first name that came to mind when I finished that sentence. But still, they didn't say.
A lot of bands stopped a long time ago, though. So,
Vin, that accident happened in my town on Sunday morning. So sad that the woman hit on the side of it. Yeah. She's just walking.
It's horrible.
Gets run down by a drunk driver in the early morning hours. Awful.
Yeah, there's no excuse for drunk driving. Not that there ever was, but I mean, these days, just get an Uber. For God's sake, what are you doing?
925 says, Sarah, I love the Struts too. I saw them at the Fillmore last year. Such a great show.
Oh, there. I just watched that one show and I went, ugh, my new favorite band. I love them. I've been playing them ever since.
And they got just the one album.
Yeah, I don't know any of the names of the songs of the albums because I just stream it.
Oh.
So I just say play the Struts. So I don't, but they don't have a ton of, like, it starts repeating fairly quickly.
Yeah, I feel like that hit was from their first album, yeah, and we're waiting on their next. But, you know, Jane, text us anytime and tell us what's what.
Sure. They do a cover of Ballroom Blitz that I love. It's really good. I love that song, so I don't know. They do a good job with it.
650 says, hi guys, never texted you before, but need to let you know how much you brighten my mornings and make my commute so much better. And I want Sarah to know I sing along every time she breaks out singing Jane's song.
Oh, that's great to hear. I know that plenty of people also go away, like enough of that. So it's nice to hear that you're singing along.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think people, you know.
There have to be some people who are like, not again.
I think it's pretty universal that people love Jane and that song and your little dedication to her as we promote her afternoon show here on Alice. Jane, you're playing a game, girl.
Game called.
Whatever. I don't sing it. I usually.
You just sing Jane Says.
Let you handle that. Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot you even had this. It's been so long. All right, Bryn, thank you. Sarah, your husband should look into an arc trainer instead of an elliptical. Super low impact, high calorie burn.
Arc trainer? I don't even know what that is. I think we're going to go elliptical. The ball's already in motion.
408 says, are you guys doing the summer pool party at Sonoma Fairmont this year?
Hell yeah, we are. And this time we're doing it at the height of summer. It's in July.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say that? Take that back. Edit that out and post.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're supposed to say it.
Well, it's too late to dump it now.
What? Yeah, and I didn't put, no, don't worry about dumping it. Listen, I didn't give a date. It's coming up. We're excited about it.
In July.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, the Struts are fantastic. Totally underrated and one of the hardest working bands in existence.
Yeah, I really dig them. And I liked that song. Just there was the one radio song, Kiss This. And I mean, I liked that when
that's
we were playing it. And man, I immediately, there were like four other songs that I was like, oh, that's great.
Really, 415. Vinny, all the world's the stage is a quote from Shakespeare. Do you think that's what Sarah was quoting?
No, I'll tell you something right now. While Rush may have been, me a stage, we are merely players, performers and portrayers, each another's audience upon the gilded cage.
You don't think I know my Sarah?
Yeah.
I know my Sarah.
Rush may be quoting Shakespeare. I definitely was not.
Right. Jesus.
Soothing.
Wrong with you people.
Those who wish to be must put aside the alienation. Get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying meaning.
Hey.
What?
You guys surprised Soleil doesn't know this song?
You know what? Is there a better, what did you just play, 30 seconds? There may not be a better 30 seconds of music anywhere ever.
That is a good one right there.
That's a jam.
You should get into Rush.
Turn on your
old
mic.
Rush. Nothing, you don't need them from, I would say 86 on. You can
they're still good.
What did you think of this?
I think it's absolutely livening this morning.
Holy
thank
crap.
You, Soleil. they're so good. Turn this part up. And you got to listen to the drummer. He's like the maddest
all
drummer.
Of it. The bass player, the voice.
The universal dream for those who wish to be. Those who wish to be.
Come on!
Put aside the alienation. Get on with the fascination. The real relation. The underlying meaning.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Soleil, what did you say? Livening?
We're livening up the studio with
yeah,
Rush.
It's making me want to go about my day.
Oh.
I'm thoroughly juiced, and now I'm going to go look him up.
Thoroughly juiced.
Livening. We really have to work on your slang. You're a college kid.
That was fine. I like that she's like a Renaissance girl. What?
Livening?
What did she say?
She said we're livening up the day. Oh, turn this apart. Listen to that.
Oh,
nice. Oh, Rush, you're great.
It's my first time hearing that.
Part of the reason we want college kids around is so we hear the hip, cool things the kids are doing today.
Put on Spirit of
Radio. Livening ain't it, Soleil.
Right from the beginning.
Jesus. What are you doing? Oh, nice.
Crank this up. Oh, my God, it feels so good.
I don't have enough volume.
Crank it up. Turn up your headphones. Yeah! Oh, it's hump day now.
Oh, no.
Begin the day with a friendly... That's us! A companion unobtrusive. This is our theme song, just so you know. Like, this song is morning radio's theme song.
Is that right?
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. No. That's us, right there.
Well, this segment was going great till you made it cheesy. Listen.
Hey!
You were jamming Rush, and then you had to go and say that? Jesus.
I'm the best air bassist ever, I think.
You are good.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll put that up for my 1,000th post.
Oh.
My mad air bass skills.
Okay. Do bass face, like the chick from Heim.
Oh.
Yeah. Just do something sick. Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
925 says, you guys make my day every day. East Bay Garbage Man. Numero uno.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Love you guys today, says 408.
Well, thank you.
You're not wasting time without a producer. It's so much fun listening to you two today. Relaxed, having a good time, and just talking together. Like the old days.
Before that producer stepped in and...
She's been with us the whole time.
Yeah, I know. She
has gotten meaner with age, though.
I agree. She definitely puts the... She plays the hammer down more these days.
Mm. And I work hard, and I want credit! You know, that thing. You're like, all right, take all the credit. Sheesh.
Thanks for writing our script today.
Man. You're like, all right. Vinny, please stop appointing yourself as a spokesman for every man. Not everybody, in fact. Hardly anybody is like you. Plenty of us are perfectly fine alone without being bothered by people. Just because you're needy. Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. Being lonely is like one of the saddest things in the world. And you might be fine now. You might be cool in this moment. But when you're old and you can't even find a friendly face to talk to, you're going to be bummed. And you're going to look back and you're going
to
go.
Well, you could go to bingo on Monday night.
There were
night.
Things that I did where I separated myself from others on purpose because I was fine then. But now I am absolutely on an island by myself. And I can't find one person to talk to. I feel bad. You do your thing.
Yeah, you do you.
But I also have been extremely independent in my life, and I have found out the hard way when you tell everyone around you that you don't want to hear from them, and then they finally
stop
do
contacting
that,
you.
It's awful. Mm. And you realize, you know what? Humans are social beings.
We are. Even those of us who don't crave the social thing, like, you will miss it if it's gone.
But, you know, you do you.
Begin the day with a friendly voice.
San Diego State has made the bracket many years and even made it to the Sweet 16 twice. That's great. But Cal and Stanford didn't. And St. Mary's, I thought, did. And they're
that
going.
That does sound like a familiar name.
They're not going in either. Yeah. Well, St. Mary's?
Yeah.
They're like East Bay.
No, but it sounds like one of the names you hear in the tournament.
It's fun working out naked, says 510.
Oh. So it's, I figured that would be the thing to do. And then I wouldn't have to wash a bunch of gym clothes every week. I could just.
What?
Sweat freely and
I
just wash the towel.
Also think it's the thing to do, and I can't think of one person that would say no, don't do it.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Maybe my neighbors. I'll pull the drapes, don't worry.
I can't even imagine your neighbors would say there's a problem with that. What's wrong with you? A minute on the lips, forever on the hips, says 925.
That is it. Especially once you hit 40. Harder and harder to get that crap off your hips.
I just realized.
What is it?
I didn't get to that story about the rock.
Please do that story right now. I was thinking about that story all day, and then I heard you tease it again, and I was like, ooh, we're finally going to get to the story about the rock.
A female tourist has sparked anger after she stripped naked and was hugging on a mythical rock shaped like a man area in Thailand.
So is it small enough to that she
No,
could,
it's gigantic.
Oh, and she's able to... Let me see. So she's just hugging on it like it's a...
It's full traffic cone shape, too.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's, I don't know, that's got to be 20 feet tall. And
It's a 12-foot
super...
high sacred rock, the
oh,
people
is that,
that live there.
Oh, it even has balls. I mean, it's got a full-on, that is, and it's a traffic cone, girls, and boys. She is hot, and so she was rubbing herself on that thing, huh?
It yeah, just, here's
she
the,
was
do
overcome.
You have the picture of her?
No, I have the picture of her from.
There she is.
Oh.
She stripped down and was.
Just paying homage to it.
To the Hinta, or Grandfather Rock.
Oh, is that what it's called?
It's,
the Grandfather
it's actually
Rock?
On Holiday Island. Isn't Holiday Island the one they talk about in the...
The beach?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think it is. Remember we read that Alex Garland's
that
first book,
great
The
book.
Beach, was so good.
Twisted little book.
The movie didn't do it justice.
Agreed.
But I think it was on Holiday Island.
Mm.
Anyway, that was the story. Hinta Rock, a major tourist attraction...
Oh, I like
on
it.
On the island.
I like it in that light, too, Vinny, the other picture. Give me that picture you have. You know, it's folded over.
Oh, this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, give me that. I'll hold that up for the camera. This is a nice rock somewhere in Thailand.
This She's not
certainly
the,
suggestive.
The first one to defile.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Hinta Rock.
Oh, there's a dude climbing up there.
There's another dude climbing up there.
So you're just not allowed to
like
climb
that.
It at all?
Well,
you're
they
not,
don't want you to.
It's sacred, so they don't. They say don't do it.
Right. Authorities, if I were that lady, I would shave my head and because you're going to be in trouble.
You don't want to wind up in a Thai prison.
No. Run for it, lady. But that is, it does look like that.
Yeah, if you're
it?
Watching the show, RadioAlice.com/watch, you can, I'm holding a picture up. Thank you for finally getting to this story. I actually pictured it as a much
it.
Smaller, like an outcropping, a little something that she could really use.
Something
not just
useful.
Something, not something to hug.
Right. No, that thing's far to too.
Hug in a different way.
Even the stunt performers of today's porn world would not be capable.
No.
269 says, hi, I moved to Paris a few weeks ago and have been listening to you all live online each day still. Can't go a day without hearing your voices. Love you all.
Oh, thank you so much for taking us with you.
And you just reminded me of Paris.
Oh, Paris Brandeis, our, a.k.a. Scott Caparo?
I will not be referring to him as Scott anymore.
Just stop it.
Why?
Because you can't just change the guy's name and then no one's going to know who you're
His
talking
about.
His
mom wanted him named Paris. Did you not hear the story?
I did, but he wasn't named that, so since he has
Only
another
because his
name,
dad, who already had 1 foot out the door,
you can't name
no.
the boy Paris.
The answer's no.
I think that's a great story. It's fun to fish a little each time he comes by. Every now and then, there's a new nugget.
That's true.
Oh, my God. The Game of Thrones are books. All major plot points were written 10-plus years ago. HBO has done an amazing job editing and bringing it to life, but they didn't write the major plot points.
Yeah, who said that they did?
But the Hordor thing was not in the books.
Well, listen, that was way past where the books left off. There's
right.
Everything that's happened in the last two seasons has been past the point of the books. And George R.R. Martin is part of the consulting team there, but there are people who are writing this.
Yeah, and even George R.R. Martin went, that's cheeseball and bunk. Let's
no,
not do
he
that.
Said, yeah, that's a great idea. Wow, way to bring it around. That's awesome. And who knows, maybe that was his idea. It's amazing. Hold the door.
Sounds like your brother went to the Hooman School of throwing himself a birthday party.
Oh, no, it's his 50th, and it's, you know, so he's...
Well, you said he does it every year.
He always throws this Dunderfest. It's not his birthday. It's, they just do it randomly.
Oh,
they all
I see.
Love it so much.
Oh, I thought it was tied to his birthday
no,
each
this
year.
Is a, yeah.
Got it.
I'm just going to this one because it's for his special 50th.
But Dunderfest this year will be on his birthday.
Well, I've got a lot of songs to
will
learn.
Will you be doing a stand-up performance with
I will not.
All his embarrassing...
I won't. I actually got sent the list of...
Youthful
you,
stories. No.
No.
All right. I would think that would be there would be revenge on your mind.
No. That would never happen. Revenge. I am Oh, he picked out some terrible REO Speedwagon. I'm singing and playing drums on that.
You're going to sing and play?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
It's easy.
Really?
It's, yeah. I'm singing a Cheap Trick song. I'm singing Billy Squire, Lonely as the Night. That's a good one. I love that tune. That's all I'm singing. And then I'm playing drums on some Janis Joplin tune, Foo Fighters song. That should be hard.
Foo Fighters? You mean that should be fun, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun, but there, it's... I listened to it, and I thought, oh. Jesse's Girl. I'm going to kill it on that one.
Are you?
Sounds easy. And I'm playing drums on Lump by Presidents of the United States.
They made the playlist?
She's Lump. She's Lump. She's Lump. All right. She's in my head. Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's...
She's Lump. She's Lump. Yeah, that I can figure that out.
They had a minute.
Oh, my God. That whole record is great. I still put that record on.
You do
I
not.
I do. There are 10 great songs on that record.
Peaches.
Yeah. Old Man on the Back Porch. And that old man is me. Can't get your body out of my mind. Kitty-o, gonna spend the night. You, kitty-o, gonna spend the night. Outside, kitty on the floor, and I want to kick it. Kitty on the floor, and I want to. We always say something different, so it's. I'm not sure what the actual word is there. That whole record is great. Kitty!
Well, we're out of time, everyone. Thanks so much. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun day today. We're a little bit off the leash because Yuzi's not feeling well. Hopefully she'll be back on the horse tomorrow. And
I'm sure, right?
Ride on. I hope so. Yeah. I like when she's here. I feel like there's, you know, an adult in charge.
Right.
And it's always
well,
a good
and
feeling.
We, you know, we've got a big meeting today, so we'll have stuff to tell her tomorrow.
Sure. We are going to go do a secret show. So that is happening. We'll go cut it right now and you'll hear it. I don't know.
We're not ditching that since Yuzi's not here?
No, we got it. We have a meeting later. Why would we?
Oh, right.
Let's just fill that hour.
Where are we going to go? Right.
Right. What are we going to do? Let's go cut a secret show. That's a podcast that we do in addition to this show. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or wherever podcasts are sold. So that should be, I have a couple good, bad advices that we can get to in
there. Oh, fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. And we do that podcast a couple times a week and take it out live on the road once in a great while. Be listening for your chance to go to a live secret show. They're pretty fun. And now that it's not edited anymore, it's so
much better by far.
So
you know,
better.
I don't know that because now we've got some emails going back and forth. There was one email from our management that was like, well, one way for us to package the podcast would be that it needs to be edited. And I just thought, we can never go back to that.
Yeah, they're like, it's pretty explicit.
We can never go back to edited.
I agree. Yesterday's was foul.
Yeah, well, you were off the deep end.
Oh, it was all me?
Yeah. Bryn, who was the filthiest on yesterday's podcast?
It's hard to say. You guys.
Oh, my God.
I don't like to take sides.
Sarah, by far.
I definitely, there were some things that I was even asking to get taken out, which I'm not sure they did or not.
You didn't actually ask to have that taken out.
I did. And then we discussed it, and then I forgot about it, and then I was driving home, and I went, oh, I didn't really, like, insist. So I bet you that's
why. Well, second thought, yeah, you were filthy. That's
yeah,
right. Sarah was the dirty one
no,
for
really,
sure.
It was me. Okay, well, today's your turn.
Okay.
All right. So you can find that around 11 or so at RadioAlice.com. Have a great day. Enjoy Survivor tonight. I know you will. And then we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.